What have analysts told you about the danger to social cohesion and the social fabric here with rhetoric like this coming from a main party of government?
Yeah, we saw the Australian Race Discrimination Commissioner be quite strong on this point yesterday, just sort of making the point that migrants are sick of being blamed for everything. And of course, I'm sure that Taylor would argue that he is not blaming migrants for the problems necessarily, and that there was nuance in the debate or the proposals that he was putting forward or the argument that he was making. But of course, nuance is not what will be received in the community. It's this overarching narrative that this speech will contribute to, and that has really festered for a very long time in our politics, of migrants and migrant communities have been a political football, and it's not without consequence. And I think what people and politicians are particularly, you know, the Greens, for instance, are very alert to and alive to is the concern that because of the rise of One Nation, coupled with the legitimate concerns in section of the community about immigration, that it pulls, certainly has pulled the Liberal Party further down that path, the potential for it to pull Labor further down that path. We know that One Nation is taking votes off Labor. So I think there is real anxiety and concern about where this debate could go, the damage that it could cause. But I'd make the point that this is not a new thing. It's a continuation of a narrative that has been a thread through the discourse in Australian politics for a very long time.
Just finally and briefly, you mentioned how Labor counters this. We have seen some recent polling that there is growing support for limiting numbers of migrants based on background. What does Labor do to push back on what is essentially a very emotive argument and a bit of a culture war?
My sense, and I have a kind of a strengthening view of this, of how to kind of address the angst. And my sense is that the concern that sections of the population have about immigration is not really necessarily about immigration. It's deeper than that. It's a sense of the economic insecurity that they might have. It's the problems with housing affordability. It's a problem with basic government services, the quality of the roads, the quality of the public transport, quality of the health system. And it's all of these things combined together. And migrants in the political class have become the easy ones to blame for all of those problems. The solution to this, and I think Labor is alert to this, is you adopt policies and implement policies that address the root cause of the anxiety in the community. Adopt measures to address the housing crisis, to address the crisis in healthcare, in mental health, in all of those areas. And I think if they do that, they can both address the political risk that One Nation poses, but also do their day job in terms of fundamentally improving the country for the better.
Dan, thank you so much for talking to us today.
It's my pleasure.
That was Chief Political Correspondent Dan Jervis-Bardi. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert, sound design and mixing by Daniel Simo. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts, including on Spotify. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.